The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear in full color every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. After a bitter hand-to-hand skirmish with a Japanese patrol, Jungle Jim and his United Nations raiders captured an armored radio car. In it, they drove to a certain coffee plantation not far from the town of Chimahi on the island of Java. Their immediate purpose was to get medical aid for the wounded Kolu. This coffee plantation is one of the stations of the dauntless Dutch underground on the island. However, as they reached their goal, they found it a smoking ruins. As they ponder their next move, Sergeant McGovern gives a cry of alarm and points toward the compound.
Hey, Jim! Xing Li, take a look up to the right.
Where, Mac?
Across the compound.
Japanese tough car.
You're tooting it is.
You're too late, Jim. We must go back.
No such luck, sister. One of those monkeys is watching us through field glasses.
Yes. His polished boots say most eloquently that he is an officer.
I wish we knew how many of them were there.
Whatever the answer is, it's too many.
Two men in driver's seat. Someone else in rear.
Kick your motor over, Thompson.
You're turning back?
No. No, just the opposite, Trina. This is a Jap car. Don't forget. They won't fire on it. Drive right into him, Thompson.
You are machine guns already, Mac.
Where in the gold, Singley?
There is someone on the ground behind their car.
Yeah. A white man.
Better duck down out of sight, Mac. They see a white man next to Thompson. They won't wait to ask questions.
White man on ground is obviously a man we counted upon for help.
Yeah, that's the gun's foot.
They've had a field day here, all right. Look there on the ground behind the officer.
A native, judging from his battered shirt.
And there are two others over near the steps of the house.
Aren't we almost on top of them by now, Jim?
Stay out of sight, Mac. Any minute now.
If that white man they have killed is stuck for gunfire, Jim.
Yes, thing I know. What about Cole?
Precisely.
How is he now, Trina?
He's still asleep, Jim.
Much fever?
I do not know how much, but his forehead is like fire.
That's bad. Pulse is probably getting weaker all the time, too.
Yeah.
Well, we've got no choice. We're here now, so we've got to fight it out. Get ready, Mac.
I'm all set, Jim.
Observe, Jim.
Huh?
The man in rear car seems to be their prisoner.
Hmm? Yes, you're right. He's not in uniform. Looks like a native.
Are we in range, Jim?
Almost. Not a sign of any other thing.
No. Only the three in the car and the officer standing beside it.
Save the one in the back if it's at all possible.
Yes. If he is a prisoner, his conversation should be most enlightening.
But if you are wrong, if he is one of them...
Let's see what he does when the fun begins.
Okay, if I show myself?
Not just yet, Mac.
The officer is holding up his hand.
Never mind him, Thompson. Drive right into him. Better get down, Trina.
I'm all right. The car is bulletproof.
How's it look from the rear?
All clear so far. Boy, look at that officer yell, would you? All right, Mac. Give it to him, Thompson. All right, hold it. Hold it. No sense wasting ammunition.
Nice going, Thompson. You stitched up that officer like a war motto.
Now should be
not. Swing the car around, Thompson.
Where?
More Japs pouring out of the ruins of that house.
Swiftly maneuvering the car for a frontal attack, Jim and his friends faced a pitched battle. And say you can put up a frontal attack against Old Man Blues every Sunday. For as 15 million readers know, grown-ups and youngsters alike, Sunday morning means the Comic Weekly. And the Comic Weekly means Adventure Time. Its pages are packed with over 24 of your favorite features. Features that have made the Comic Weekly America's favorite funnies. Top-notch features, every one of them. Prince Valiant, for instance, and Flash Gordon, the Phantom, Buzz Sawyer, the Lone Ranger, Tim Tyler. They're all there in brilliant full color, waiting to bring you mystery, intrigue, action. So ask your dealer for the Sunday paper that includes the Comic Weekly. It's distributed by 15 leading Sunday papers all over the country. Get the Comic Weekly habit and add to your own enjoyment. You'll find the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to the smoking ruins of a Java plantation and Jungle Jim.
Boy, look at him. One, two, three.
They approach like an evil swarm of locusts.
Locusts, sir? Well, we've got some insect killer.
Rodriguez, Van, cover the rear with your Tommy guns.
Can I not help, Jim?
Just by staying close to Colo, Trina.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Thompson.
The two on the left.
I see him.
Swing the car over to the right, Thompson.
What's up?
Three of them setting up a machine gun.
Oh, brother, swing her around, kid.
That's it. Now give her the gas.
All right, into them.
Watch Colo, Trina. Hang on, man.
What's the matter?
How can I when we're right on top of them?
That's it, Thompson. Back her up.
Now hold it.
Now, Mac?
Yeah, perfect.
They are the only three left.
Yes, we'll soon take care of that thing.
Any sign of life behind us?
No, Jim. Only signs of death.
Boy, that's what you call taking care of a machine gun the hard way.
Oh, well, I guess it's safe to get out and take a look-see, Sing.
Yes. I have counted nine of them, including the officer. A full patrol.
Open up the rear door, Van. The first thing to do is to get Colo out of this sweatbox.
Be careful. Be careful with him, Dietrich.
Where are you going to take him, Jim?
Put him in the shadow of the car for now. It's the only shady spot around.
Okay, you guys. Easy with him now.
All right. Come with me, Sing.
Better have your pistol in your hand, Jim.
It's a good idea. Boy, look, what a shambles.
You are interested in the staff car?
Well, I'm interested in that native we saw in the back of it.
Oh, the prisoner. I am afraid Mac and Tom's son's bullets could not choose between friends and enemies.
Well, we'll soon see.
Help me, friend!
Listen.
Oh, let us hurry.
Sing, it's funny that it speak English.
Do not shoot. I can help you.
Keep him covered, Sing. Take no chances.
Your words are the mirror of my thoughts.
Well, well, who are you, chum?
Please, my wrists. They have me handcuffed to the car.
Well, now, why would they do a thing like that?
I dropped to the floor of the car here when you started shooting. Now I cannot raise myself.
Yes, so I see. But I still want to know who you are.
My name is Nicole.
You are the owner of this plantation, then?
No, he was my brother. Oh, please, the key to these handcuffs is in the pocket of the lout next to the driver.
I think we'll let it stay there for the moment.
Oh, you don't believe me?
Can you tell me any particular reason why we should?
Perhaps I should tell you that the wind is rising.
Is it?
The wind is rising, and soon the storm will break.
Who gave you this interest in the weather?
The British liaison officer with Allied military intelligence at Chungking.
His name?
Colonel Lord Grayson.
When was this?
2 months ago.
Yeah, that is most intriguing. I know this Colonel Jim. He is a large man. A typical British colonial. Oh, white mustachios, you know, a widower.
On the contrary, my friend, he is a young man, clean-shaven. He's been married less than 5 years, and his wife is in Australia. He replaced Colonel Stoughton, who was sent to North Africa.
Well, Sing?
How do you know all this?
Grayson and myself were at Cambridge together.
I am inclined to believe him, Jim. His description of the colonel is the correct one.
Yes, and that phrase, the wind is rising, was our password 2 months ago.
Oh, have we changed it then?
Had to. There was a traitor among us.
Oh, then I do not blame you for being suspicious of me.
I will see if I can find that key.
What happened here, anyway?
Well, there was some trouble at the next plantation. The Japs wounded the owner's son. He came here to see Dr. Gansworth, and the Japs followed him.
Then, that is Dr. Gansworth lying behind the car.
Yes. He and my brother tried to make a break for it as they were placing me in the car. The Japs, well, as you see...
Here is the key.
I realize that I am in no position to ask questions. But may I ask, what brought you here? And in an enemy radio car?
One of our best men was wounded in the shoulder. Dr. Gansford was the only doctor we could trust.
Ah, then perhaps...
Please, hold still so I can remove handcuffs.
Oh, excuse me.
Perhaps what?
Perhaps I can help you. You see, I studied medicine.
You're a doctor?
Perhaps I should say I was. And the reason Dr. Gansford made my brother's house his headquarters is that there was a basement. He had a sort of laboratory there.
There you are.
Ah, 10,000 thanks. Now, if I can rub some feeling back into my fingers...
Will you take a look at Cole?
Gladly. Mm-hmm. Was the bullet removed?
Yes, a native doctor over near Tianjur. Kohler's right over here by
Jim.
The...
Jim!
Yes, Sing?
Look overhead.
Buzzards. Well, after what has happened here today, what a feast they will have.
The Japanese will no doubt observe them and wonder what is attracting them. I unwillingly suggest that the Japanese staff car and its former occupants be removed from here.
All right, Sing. Get Tom's son and Rodriguez to help you. I'll have our radio car moved out of sight in the brush across the compound.
Very well. We will dispose of the Japanese in such a way as to divert attention away from here. And we will look for you in whatever is left of the basement our friend here speaks of. But be on your guard until you see us again.
Well, Doctor?
Oh, please. I no longer have the right to that title. My name is Sabi.
Okay, but what about Kolo?
Well, he's lost too much strength. He needs transfusion.
You ran out of plasma way back.
I would be glad to...
Well, what is your blood group?
3.
I'm group 1.
I'm like Trina, 3. Kolo's in group 2.
Hey, I think Tom's son told me that
He's going with Sing Lee.
Well, I am in group 2. So if you will follow my directions,
I will... Sure, Doc. Sabi, anything you say.
Listen, that sounds like...
Wait. Coming from the front there. Well, your brother's on guard duty, Trina.
See anything through the air slit, Jim?
Wait a minute. Look, I can see Van all right, but I can't... Yeah. Yes, they're coming in from the main roadway.
Who is?
2 guesses, Trina. Japs. Yeah, a whole patrol of them. And they're fanning out. In a minute, they'll have us surrounded.